The Homeland Security Department has been a cellar dweller on the best places to work rankings for years now, and it's still last. But DHS did improve its employee engagement score by 3 points this year, and Congress is encouraged by recent comments from the new secretary, John Kelly. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss where DHS is going and how other agencies are also doing. And Nicole, I guess he made a vow, Kelly did, to try to raise those scores, but too early to tell at this point.
Sure. And he says, and we'll get to it in a little bit here, that the morale has already been improving. And I think part of it will come, we'll have a better sense of what exactly this all will look like when he does a top-to-bottom review of the department. If you think about it, DHS just recently got its deputy secretary, Elaine Duke. She was confirmed last week. So Kelly is looking at some of the other leadership functions, too. And I think having that deputy secretary in place will really help with some of these specific topics that we're going to be talking about. And he said all of this at a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing. And here he is with Senator Kamala Harris.
Under the Obama administration, the morale suffered terribly.
So what plans have you put in place, sir?
My leadership.
So you're saying by virtue of you being there, morale will now change?
By virtue of the fact, the greatest impact in raising the morale in the last 90 days or so has been that the workforce now is allowed to do their job.
And that would be they're now unshackled, is that correct?
They're allowed to do their job as the professionals they are.
That's Secretary John Kelly speaking with Senator Kamala Harris.
And she's a freshman from California.
Right, right. And, you know, the two of them had a really interesting exchange that it continued a little bit farther than what you just heard. But they talked about employee engagement and morale in a kind of a different way that I've heard before, especially at DHS. And, you know, the department's seen 6 years of low engagement scores. And I don't think Kelly was necessarily bashing former Secretary Jay Johnson. He says he's liked Johnson's Unity of Effort initiative, and it's something that he wants to continue to build on his own. But clearly, there's something that Kelly thinks that, you know, about the way that the department was run in the past that stifled employees.
Yeah, Jay Johnson might have been an altar boy, but the scores are what they are.
Right. And, you know, one thing I heard from DHS Chico Angela Bailey is that, you know, components like the Coast Guard and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, they are bigger than some of the large agencies on those best places to work rankings. Coast Guard and USCIS had better engagement scores than the Commerce Department, and Commerce was ranked second. That's something I hadn't heard before. And on the House side, Congressman Mark Meadows said he was really encouraged by Kelly's comments and acknowledged that some of these challenges aren't necessarily unique to DHS, but yet DHS has been in the news. It's had a lot of issues, that very public-facing issues that it has to deal with, and it is still at the bottom.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and how are some of the other agencies doing, and what did they talk about?
Well, there's been a lot of improvement, but for someone like the Surface Transportation Board, for example, you know, they've also been hearing some of these complaints similar to DHS. The board's Employee Engagement Index fell nearly 15 points in 2016. And this was an agency that was once at the top of the pack for small agencies. Now employees are saying they don't feel empowered to express their ideas, and they don't feel that leadership treats them fairly. And Lee Gardner is the chief human capital officer for the Surface Transportation Board. He says he was really surprised to hear the results. And here he is with, once again, Congressman Mark Meadows.
This has nothing to do with just one person.
Understood.
This is a 6.9 or almost 7% drop in employees thinking that leadership is not fair is not a problem of one person.
No, I agree, sir. I agree. In fact, when I talk
so about... So why are you surprised by that? That they think that leadership is not fair, that management is not fair?
I am surprised at that because I think we are fair. I think as a leader at the agency, I think we do
all
a good job.
So let me push back a little bit. It doesn't matter what you think.
That's great.
It matters what the rank and file thinks. And that's the whole reason why you have an employee survey. You know, I can think I'm the most fair person in the world. And if he says I'm not, his perception is reality to him. And so how do we address that? I mean, how are you, if you're thinking that everything is kumbaya, I mean, how do we fix the problem?
That's Congressman Mark Meadows speaking with Lee Gardner. He's the chief human capital officer for the Surface Transportation Board.
And that was uncomfortable.
It was. And that discussion went on a little bit longer than what you just heard. But I think that dialogue is really interesting, and it's something that members of Congress are looking at maybe a little bit more closely. Some other agencies have really made some improvements, like the Agriculture Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. And the thing that I heard from chief human capital officers and members of Congress is that agencies just aren't doing a very good job at sharing their best practices on how to improve some of these things. Agriculture, for example, learned from talking to its employees that they wanted more work-life flexibilities. Now 86% of USDA employees have flexible work schedules. The department added also new training for supervisors on how to manage employees on these kinds of schedules. And those sorts of examples are just not getting down to other agencies. And the only forum for that so far has been these hearings. One suggestion from Partnership for Public Service President Max Steyer that I heard was that all congressional committees that have jurisdiction over these agencies should have these kinds of hearings on employee engagement and ask leaders about their scores every year.
Well, I guess the best practice of all is don't promote jerks to positions of management. And that's something that's easy to share, but hard for one agency to replicate if another agency does that.
Yeah, and that is, it has always been a problem that you see on the federal employee viewpoint scores, is that the wrong people are getting promoted and the people that maybe do their jobs well and are good people to work with aren't getting promoted. That's something that we see a lot.
Well, that's the human condition. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And she's got much more coverage of this story at federalnewsradio.com.